The fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the US. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. It's rivalry week in the upstate yet again on the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. The JL Man Patriots head on the road to face off against the Greenville Red Raiders in a Spirit Week matchup between two heated rivals. Join us live here on The Roar this Friday night and every Friday night, where every day is game day.
Walt Deb Tula Road Rage, we are back. We're going to get back to Clemson basketball. I have so many things to get to. I don't know how we can end at 7. Hey, Ramona, there's one thing I got to tell you.
What's that?
Let's go, Mets!
What happened?
The Mets last night, Ramona, with their best victory of the season.
Really?
Of the season. They were down 5 runs in Chicago, Ramona. Down. Yes! Yes, for a good reason for
meet
a change.
The Mets.
Yes.
Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kitties.
Okay,
bring your
wife. Usually played for only sarcastic reasons.
But, you know,
yes.
You don't get much.
Facetious. Right. Exactly.
I thought I'd throw it.
No, yes. But so last night, Ramona, the Mets are trailing 6-1. And for the first time all season, they came back from a 5-run deficit to win. It's also the first time all year the Chicago Cubs surrendered a 5-run lead. And once the Mets got to Edwin Diaz, I've said this a million times. I said it yesterday on the show that the Met who deserves to be in the playoffs is Edwin Diaz. Edwin Diaz, Ramona, is asked to pitch 2 innings. Now, he's not going to be available tonight, so I don't know what the hell they're going to do tonight. But because he pitched 2 innings last night, he's pitched 3 straight games. But Diaz comes in, Ramona. Normally, it's just the closer, pitches an inning. He had to get 6 outs from the Mets because the Mets said no one else was going to do it. That's just the reality of it. So Diaz comes in, Ramona, and he just mows them the freak down one after another. You might have heard me screaming from where you are because I was yelling, shh. I was yelling, sit the F down. Each time he struck out. So he faces 6 batters, Ramona. He strikes out 5 of them. He gets all 6 of them. And Edwin Diaz personally ends the game. And the Mets are back in the playoffs as of last night. And Quark's Reds, they took it on the chin from the Pittsburgh Pirates of John Height. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. Hey, listen, I just watched my Mets lose a home series to Washington. So thank you, Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, Kwok said it was an awful thing. No, it was a noble thing the Pittsburgh Pirates did. Historically noble thing. I will be forever indebted to John Height and his Pittsburgh Pirates if they can continue the same. Because I'm not sure that without Edwin Diaz at the back end. I'm telling you right now. I really believe this. I think Edwin Diaz is the second greatest closer I've ever seen, second only to Mariano Rivera. You can have everybody else. I don't care. From Raleigh Fingers and Goose Gossage on up to the present, I will take Edwin Diaz. The greatest thing about Edwin Diaz, Ramona, is you hate when relievers walk a guy. Edwin Diaz can walk guys. Doesn't matter. He can walk guys. He doesn't hold anybody on base. So if you get on first, you steal second. Edwin Diaz doesn't care. He doesn't care if you get on first. He doesn't care if you steal second because he's just going to strike you out anyway. So he doesn't care. It's like the greatest thing ever. It's the greatest thing ever. And, you know, Ramona, and you have a situation where the guy who's likely going to win the National League MVP, who's, you know, the greatest home run hitter in the National League, he's faced Edwin Diaz 12 times, 12 or 13 times, and he has struck out every time but one. He's 0 for 13, and has struck out 12 times. And oh, by the way, when you ask him about facing Edwin Diaz, what he actually says is this. And again, you're talking about a guy in Kyle Schwarber who's going to probably win the National League MVP, has 54 home runs. What Kyle Schwarber said about facing Edwin Diaz, Ramona, he just recently said this. Because he struck out, you know, again, every time he faced him. That number is actually probably going up now. He said, forget hitting him. He said, I literally can't see the ball. He said, I can't even see it.
Wow.
He said, you can forget hitting him. He said, I can't even see the ball when I face Diaz. He said, he basically just acknowledged he has no chance. And that's a guy who's going to win the NL MVP. So that's why that dude's my favorite Met. Now they'll probably pee it away all, you know, starting tonight, and this will all be pointless. But I will say this. If there is ever a game that would provide you some impetus and some positive mojo, it had to be last night. If you don't take that and move forward and basically win out from here, that's on you. And, you know, then screw you again. I'm already developing the defensive reaction, Ramon, if it goes terribly wrong. We have more to get to, and we will. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the help you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located in Clemson. Again, as we said, 1011 Tiger Boulevard. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. Areas of practice include DUI. Been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event. Can disrupt your entire life. Can change your future. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights in court. Doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer. That's Nick Lavery. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been injured in a car, motorcycle, boating accident. It's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The call and the consultation, as always, are free. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with that decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will make sure you get it. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. It doesn't mean they're a bad kid. Kids get in trouble. But what do you do next? Well, what you do is you call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com, nicklaverylaw.com. You know, Ramona, on my way in here, I heard Ben Milstead talking about it's a goal of his to ride a snowmobile, that he's never ridden a snowmobile. Your humble road race servant has both run snowmobiles and crashed them.
Oh no!
Oh yes, I have. Yes, I have. Yes, yeah, because I was insane, and that's, you know, that was.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I did things on snowmobiles that human beings should not do on snowmobiles. But I've got to tell you, if you've never been on a snowmobile, it is all sorts of fun. It is like crazy, crazy, crazy fun. It just is. So now all you need is snow. Because, you know, there wouldn't be much purpose to having a snowmobile here. You know what I mean?
You have to go to, like, Vermont.
Yeah, you have to go to northern Tennessee.
Yeah,
just, you know, yeah, you don't need. Ramona's like just thinking of the most northerly place.
Well, yeah.
What's wrong with Canada? You didn't drop Canada
yeah,
on us?
Yeah, but you want a lot of snow in case you fall off. It's kind of soft.
Yeah. Vermont is only good for two things. What are they? You should know these. Two things that Vermont is great for.
I have no idea.
Foliage. If foliage is your thing, fall. Foliage and leaves turning color.
Leaves color.
Vermont is the best state in the union.
What else?
Breakfast.
Vermont. Well, I love breakfast.
Oh, Vermont again. I love breakfast. Vermont in this country, Vermont is where the maple syrup comes from.
Oh, there we go.
And Vermont does big breakfast. I mean, big breakfast, and with, you know, homemade maple syrup and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, so, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what that state is. That's what that state is good for. Yeah. Yeah. It probably costs you a fortune to live there, though. Yeah. And I guess, you know, according to Ramona, snowmobiling, it's good for that as well. I guess there's some truth in that. Before we get going, and we are like way behind, let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. It is the end of summer spectacular. You see, we're talking about leaves change and things like that, Ramona. It's the end of summer spectacular at Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Buy any new vehicle, spin to win, up to six payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. That's crazy. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. You can save up to $15,000 on new F-150s, save up to $15,000 on a new Ram, or save up to $20,000 on a new Charger EV. How about that? Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, this is plus now, buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to six payments being covered by the dealership. So go see our friends at Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and spin to win. Lake Kiwi's easy to find, Highway 123 between Sunnuck and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. And you will 100% thank me later. You know, I was looking at Dylan Hunter's. I was on the, you know, the Clemson site, and I was looking at the photos, and I'm looking at Dylan Hunter's facial shot. And I'm thinking, man, he looks familiar. And then I thought, oh yeah, he looks just like Rip Hamilton. And I said that to Coach Brunel. I said, oh, he does. He does. He looks exactly like Rip Hamilton. He does. And Brad wants him to shoot like Rip Hamilton too. Yes. Yes. What is this? Vermont won the national title in what? In what? Oh, in men's soccer last year. Yeah. Yeah, there's that too. But that's not really the kind of thing we were talking about, but yeah. Tex said, great interview, Walt. I can't wait to see this team develop. Me too. Look, honestly, I think this is the most interesting team that Brad has had. And I don't, you know what? I'm not going to make any proclamations about this team because I simply don't know. I mean, I don't. I don't think Brad knows. I mean, I think he's got a lot of interesting ingredients. How you combine those ingredients and how those guys come together. He wasn't hearing any of starting lineup talk.
He didn't shut you down on that.
No, he wasn't really shutting me down. He's shutting the whole notion down, you know. And I was laughing as I said it because I knew exactly what he was going to do. You know, I was laughing. I said, you know, Coach, you know, I said, you know what the people want to know. I said, and I can make maybe a guess. He said, no, I know where you're going, Walt.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't hearing any of that. He wants competition for all those spots. I think he plans on playing a lot of guys this year. I think he's got depth in that regard. And by the way, I appreciate the text about the interviews, the interview with Brad. Texter said, there's never enough time with Coach Brownell. I could listen to a whole show of this. Thank you. I appreciate that. It means a lot. I appreciate the kind words. Robert, too, et cetera. But, you know, look, I think it's a really interesting team with a lot of really interesting pieces, how they blend together, you know, who steps to the forefront. You know, listen, I always say this. Every coach wants to know where his scoring is going to come from. You want to know that guy A is going to give you, you know, 19 a game, and guy B is going to give you 16, and guy C is going to give you 13. You want to know that. I don't know if Brad knows that as yet. I think he has some ideas, but I don't know if he knows it with certainty. You know, he talked about competition at the three spot between Dallas Thomas, Jake Willene, and Buddy Johnson. He also said Buddy Johnson might play some too, but it sounded more like, you know, at this point that he might be part of a small lineup. Not small, but because, again, Buddy Johnson's 6'4", but that he might be in the mix for more playing time at the three. I think Zach Foster is certainly going to be a big factor with this team. I think Dylan Hunter is obviously going to start. You know, just to answer some of that question, I think what you're hearing about Chase Thompson can't be ignored. I think that sounds like starting commentary to me. Nick Davidson is going to start. I think what you heard about Nick Davidson, other than he looks like Danny Ferry, which is my point, I think he's got some of those skills. I think he's somewhat reminiscent. His game is actually somewhat reminiscent of Danny Ferry. It's not just a facial thing. He's somewhat reminiscent of Danny Ferry. He's got some of those same skills. Oh, Danny Ferry went on to be a National Player of the Year. Danny Ferry wasn't a great athlete. Nick Davidson's not a great athlete. He's not a guy with a 40-inch vertical leap. He's none of that. He's not that. He's a guy with a high basketball IQ who knows how to play. He can hit a face-up from three. He can pass the ball. He can put the ball on the ground. He can do a lot of things at 6'10 and 235 pounds. You know, he's not a dominant rebounder, but he's an adequate rebounder. But, you know, that's going to need to be supplemented by some of these other guys. The other thing is this. I asked him about Carter Welling and his health. And Welling is back and he's playing, but, you know, he's late to the mix. He had put on some weight. You know, he's getting back in basketball shape. It's hard to project Welling as yet, but I will tell you this. If you just go watch the film on Welling, Welling is an elite athlete at 6'10". I mean, Welling, there's video of Welling, like, yoking on people's heads from, like, 10 feet away. I mean, he's a unique athlete at his size if he's healthy. And, you know, what I asked about was ball screen coverage with him being a featured element. I think Clemson is going to need that element from Carter Welling. I think Clemson's going to need this 6'10 guy who can extend and give you great ball screen coverage. It's a big part of defense today. And I'm not sure there's another guy on this roster right now who fits that description of a guy who can give you that ingredient. So that's why I think he's really important as the season starts to really get underway. I think he's going to be a vital element in that regard. So this is a really interesting mix of players. And again, there's not a lot of Clemson experience, not a lot of ACC experience. I think that's another reason Dylan Hunter is so important, and you heard Brad talk about that. And to a lesser extent, I think that's why R.J. Gottfried is important as well. And I think he gives you a physicality and an explosiveness around the rim that I think benefits Clemson. But, you know, listen, this is sort of your primer. You know, we're headed towards the season. Practice has begun. And I thought it was a good time to get Brad on and to talk about some of these guys. Because quite honestly, look, when you're in the middle of football season or in the midst of football season, we're talking football every single day. As basketball approaches, your mind is still sort of focused on football, and you sort of need a basketball primer and a reminder on who these guys are. Because again, a lot of these guys are coming from all over the place. So it's a really interesting mix of players and ability and talent. I can't wait to see how it comes together, and I don't know what the answer is. I think it's going to be incredibly entertaining, whatever the answer is. And there's certainly some talent, and I can't wait to see it develop and see it in action. My good friend Don Peppers, we haven't heard from him in a while. Don, you'll be first up when we get back. Don't go anywhere, Don. We'll get right to you as soon as we return. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. And I still need to make my Underdog picks for tonight, Ramona. I just live for the Underdog. Football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. By the way, basketball right around the corner on Underdog, too. Baseball's here still. Playing on Underdog is easy. You just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash, and you can play with as little as $1. Like I said, I'm not in on anything yet tonight, but I am going to be in on all sorts of Underdog college football plays for the weekend. It's coming. This is a major weekend in college football. I can't wait to digest all the Underdog numbers and to come up with what I'm going to do this weekend. But you can count on the fact I'm going to have 8, 9, 10 plays riding on Underdog college football alone this weekend. I am going to college football ante up in a big way on Underdog, and you should too. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Millions have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. It's that simple. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. Waltip to the Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Filer Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
When there is a bad storm and your power goes out, will you be prepared? With a Generac whole home generator, you can be assured that you will have power when no one else does. At Davis Services, we can provide you with the peace of mind so you will not be in the dark. You will stay warm or cool and your food will not perish. Take advantage of the 500 instant Davis rebate towards the purchase of a 2224 kilowatt Generac whole home generator. And now get 7-year parts warranty when purchased before September 5th. Call 864-702-3512 today.
Kate Klubnik here for my good friends at Fred Caldwell Chevrolet in Clover. I've been driving a beautiful Silverado truck from Fred Caldwell for several years. I can't say enough about Mark McKinley and the Silverado guys at Fred Caldwell. They have made it so easy for me, and they can do the same for you. Text or call Martin at 704-534-1014. Yep, he will answer and handle you right over the phone. Again, 704-534-1014. And tell Martin I sent you, or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of New Teak Boutique, here to tell you about something new. Four Men on Exchange, a men's specialty shop on the square in downtown Pendleton, just across the street from New Teak Boutique. From gifts to men's and women's wear, we've got you covered head to toe. Window shop, shop for yourself, or for a friend. We're just glad you're here. Find Four Men on Exchange on Facebook and Instagram for updates and more. Four Men on Exchange, on the square in downtown Pendleton. We look forward to seeing you soon.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I'm the show in San Antonio, the middle of a rodeo. And daddy's hand that you used to hold when you walked back to the car. I'm a sound of the county fair, Ferris wheel kisses high up in the air. A sip of brandy when your soul is bare and you need to share your heart. It'll hit you, it'll get you where you're going, so you never go there alone. I'm the melody glued to the memory that you can't shake when it comes on. I'm the part of you that you listen to riding in the radio all night long. I'm a song.
I mean, that's just insanely good. I mean, there's just nowhere. You know, every time we play that song, Mona, there are like five people in the text line. I'm like, Walt, what's that song? What's that song? What's that song? Every single time. You know, so yeah, it's Stephen Wilson and it's called I'm a Song. It's just insane. I'm coming to you. Before I do that, speaking of insane, let me tell you about AMPM Farms and Butchery Market. It's just incredible. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market.com is the website for more info. I'll be providing you more and more info as we move forward. I have sampled so many of the AMPM offerings thus far, and there is nothing like this. Okay, there's nothing close to this. When we say farm to table, we mean it. Owners are Platt and Ashley Moore, great people. They have a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn. You're talking true farm-to-table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. There are no vaccines, no hormones. This is a huge differentiator. The rest of the beef in the world is loaded with these things. And I'm telling you right now, there is nothing that compares. I have had the steaks. I have had the dry-aged steaks. I have had the regular steaks. I've had the hamburger, which you buy in 20-pound lots. There is nothing like it. Okay, there's nothing close. There's when I say nothing, I mean nobody, nowhere. There's no grocery store on the planet that can compete with the quality of these steaks and this hamburger. It's just not possible. I'm telling you right now. Once you go to AMPM Farms and you try any of these steaks, hamburger that I'm telling you about, you will never go back to where you're going now. Never. I have been dissatisfied with grocery store steaks. These AMPM farm steaks, unfrigging believable. And you know, it's just that simple. Great people, and they're doing it the right way. Local grass-fed beef from 100% pasture-raised animals, GMO-free, pesticide-free practices, rotational grazing, steak lover, best selection of in-house dry-aged beef in the upstate, weekly burger flights, which are incredible. The organic chicken is incredible. It's real chicken. It's not, I don't even know how to describe the stuff I've been getting for chicken previous to this. Homemade sausages, three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest, open 7 days a week. Yeah, you know how farmers markets, you know, they're great, but they're open for like 15 minutes on a Saturday. This is a real farmers market open every day. How about that? open 7 days a week, a real farmer's market. Their market also has an incredible variety of like over 70 local vendors, including Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. Wild Game Weekends include game like bison burgers, elk, tenderloin, alligator, lamb. You just heard from Seminole Ted, who went there the other day. He's actually, they're a customer of his in some regard. And Ted loaded up on a bunch of stuff that I forget what he got, but he got a bunch of the elk and the bison burgers, etc. Just in time for football season, AMPM Farms and Butchery. Make them a weekly stop. If you want to enhance your tailgates this season, visit AMPMFarmsButcheryAndMarket.com to learn more, or follow them on social media or see their selections. Visit one of their three locations in Fountain Inn on Allen Bridge Road, in Greenville on Lawrence Road, Travelers Rest South Main Street. When we say farm to table, we mean it. And oh, by the way, professional butchers, most of them are trained chefs. You can ask them anything. They can handle any cut of meat for you, anything you want. Just go in and talk to their butchers. You will be astonished at the attention you receive, the individual attention you receive. And oh, by the way, if you want a whole cow, half a cow, they do that too, and they deliver it. That's right. They cut it all up, they vacuum seal it all, and they deliver it. I mean, there's nothing like it. There just is not. They're completely unique. To the phones, it is my man, Don Peppers. Don, good to have you back, Don.
Well, man, that's hard to follow. You're going to have me rushing to that location tomorrow.
I hate the last 26 minutes now, Don. I got to be thinking about this all night.
Definitely, man. Great information, as always. You do a great job of advertising sponsors and everything that you believe in. So blessed to have you on the air, Walt, with your expertise in all sports. But, man, I love when you get to breaking down basketball. And I love that with all the talk, you know, it's driving us all crazy, but you have to talk about it with Clemson football. But, man, it's so refreshing to have you have Brad Brunell on. Coach Brunell, I think, is very honest in his assessments of his teams. I think he always has a pretty good feel of his teams and have some realistic expectations. But, you know, I think his coaching acumen is it's top line. I've always, you know, I know Clemson has had the up and downs with Coach, but I think I've had a healthy respect for him and his knowledge of the game and how I feel like he's been a great coach at Clemson. So I love hearing your perspectives and love your interviews with him.
Thank you, Don. Very kind of you.
You were trying to go there and ask him about the starting five. Walt, I trust a lot of people. I don't trust a whole lot of people with how they can shape lineups and things like this. But, man, you and Brad Brunell almost probably come from the same coaching tree and have some of the same perspectives, man. So I would love to get a little bit more of your thoughts on how you think that's going to fill out.
I will do
off
that.
I'll get it off the air.
I will 100% do that for you. Don, thanks so much. Appreciate all the kind words.
Thank you.
That's my brother, Don. yeah, thank you, Don. I'll get to that. Let me get to that in a couple minutes. Let me get a couple of these other people in here. Illini Jay. Jay, good to have you, Jay.
Hey, Walt. Thanks for having me on. Thank you to Ramona. One subject that hasn't been broached, or at least I haven't heard it, is that long at last the witch is dead.
Which one?
Bruce Pearl.
Oh, no!
Is out at Auburn.
This is some Big Ten hangover stuff, huh, Jay?
Well, you know, I've always, you know, I did a Frosty the Snowman song a few years ago that said Bruce Pearl's the devil. I still think of him that way. I think he's the most dishonest basketball coach in the country, and I predict it may not be a week, it may not be a month, but I predict within 6 months the NCAA is going to come down hard on Auburn, and that's why he retired.
Wow, how about that?
Do I have any proof? No, other than history.
Well,
Bruce Pearl.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you think they would have re-upped and signed and extended his son to be the head man there if what you're suggesting was true?
He's the fall guy. And trust me, all that money from Bruce is going to go to his kid. So he's not going to have to worry about anything. And I hope it's not because of health reasons. I mean, I hope no bad health reasons are the issue with Bruce Pearl. I mean that. But I think the guy is a snake in the grass, always has been, and hopefully he not always will be since he's out of the basketball coaching ranks.
Hey, now, and we like that, snakes on this show. You're going to have to come up with some other kind of analogy.
I don't think Ben likes snakes in the studio.
That's his issue, though.
But that's all I want to call in because I hadn't heard anybody talk about it. And yeah. I really think the people out in Stillwater, Oklahoma are a bunch of idiots to get rid of Mike Gundy. Year before, he had him in the Big 12 championship game. You know,
yeah, it wasn't
ever since T-Boone Pickens died, and he was kind of, I don't know what's the right word, but he wasn't going to let Gundy go.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. And that's all I got.
Thank
Walt.
You, Jack. I think the Gundy thing is pretty self-explanatory. I think that the program was in a deep state of decay. They were completely non-competitive last year. They're even less competitive this year. Gundy said some things that were less than flattering about the program. I think there's some baggage back there about 3 years ago and some of the behind-the-scene things that had gone on from a racial structure standpoint within that program. And I just think that it almost appeared guys had quit on him. And I think he had to go. I think he clearly had to go. He had extended his he had passed his welcome point. And I think that his expiration date had expired. So I think he truly had to go. In terms of Bruce Pearl, look, I think Bruce Pearl is a great basketball coach. I mean, there's not been any rumors of stuff at Auburn. I mean, plus it's all been made legal now. So whatever he allegedly was doing back in Big Ten days, that's all made legal. I think this is as simple as just he's setting the stage for his son to take over. I think he's had enough. He seems like he's going to stay in the Auburn area. So I don't think there's anything illicit here. I think he truly loved Auburn. And I think Auburn loved him. And I think he found his home. And maybe he did change. You know, I think people can change. And maybe he did. But I think the stage is set for his son, who's pretty well respected. And we'll see what happens with Auburn basketball moving forward. You know, I have a couple of NFL things, too. I have so much college football that I need to get to. The breakdowns, we need to start in the breakdowns of these games. We also need to look back on the contest games. Not so much for the results of the contest. I just want to look back on the games of last weekend because I don't really remember what games were in that contest. We might try and do a little of that before the end of the show as we start moving forward into this weekend's games for tomorrow because, again, this is going to be a very big weekend in college football. And like I said, I have a couple NFL things. By the way, Jason Columbia, what do you do, Jason, if Mac Brown's actually a better quarterback than Brock Purdy and you paid Purdy $50 million a year? did I say Mac Brown? Mac Jones, the country singer. Mac Jones, I just sort of heard the words that came out of my mouth on it as they were passing by. What do you do if Mac Jones, the country singer, is actually better than Brock Purdy when you've paid Purdy the $50 million ransom per year? Really isn't very good. What do you do then? Because actually, Jason, I think that's where you are. I think Mac Jones is actually better than Brock Purdy. So I'm not sure what that means for your future. Quick break.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Along with all new merchandise, every purchase stays in the upstate for breast cancer prevention and the fight against cancer. But we need your help to make this year's auction our biggest ever. We're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a unique experience or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible and will make a huge difference. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All-In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top-quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
At Toyota of Easley, it's the Clear the Lot sales event going on now. All 2025 models must go before the 2026 models arrive. Now is the time to get your best deal with great rates and discounts on all remaining 2025 Toyota Camrys, Corollas, or RAV4s. Hurry in to get the best selection of colors and amenities. Visit toyotaofeasley.com and pick out the vehicle you want. Then call to make an appointment or visit us at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway and experience exceptional customer service for your new ride home.
Everyone knows that Lowcountry Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Lowcountry Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. Lowcountrymale.com.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of 3 or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892 of serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Tapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
where it began. I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. You want a neat little isometric exercise that people can do at home? It's wall squats. And all you do is you find an empty wall and you put your back up against the wall. You have your feet sort of parallel, sort of evenly spaced, shoulder width apart. And you know, you walk your feet out an appropriate distance, and then you just do a squat. And then you lower it to the 90 degree point. Now if you have bad knees, you might not want to go to 90 degrees. If you're a woman, you certainly don't want to go past 90 degrees. Women have more issues with knee problems than men in general, unless you already have a problem. And you hold it for 30, 45 seconds. You don't do anything. You don't move. You just hold it. It's an isometric exercise. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised around the 18-second mark. You'll be surprised. It's far more effective than you might imagine. A couple of NFL things as well, and we'll get back to college football tomorrow. I thought that the game between the Ravens and the Lions was unbelievable. The Ravens are now 1-2. I'm not really worried about that. I think it speaks more to the Lions. You know, game one, the Lions lose to the Packers, and people jump to all these ridiculous conclusions. The Lions suck. The Packers are the greatest team in the NFL. You know, that's what I heard. I mean, that stuff's just laughable. The Lions have the most talented roster in the National Football League, and I'm not even sure it's close. You know, people were worried about Ben Johnson and Glenn and, you know, the loss of the coordinators. Look, far more important than the coordinators are the players. Detroit was missing their whole defense last year, and now all those dudes are back, and the Ravens got a taste of what having those dudes back means. They harassed Lamar. They could not block him. They couldn't block Hutchinson. You know, you have Ronnie Staley at left tackle, who's, when he's healthy, he's been an all-pro caliber player. They had trouble. They had trouble matching up with that team. You know, so all the ridiculous things people have said about the Lions, this was going to be how they fell apart. You know, look, this is Campbell's team, and that's what Campbell said, and he's 100% right. The Lions are legitimate. Their schedule is brutal. That's a really dangerous team. I mean, that's the team that's coming out of the NFC. You can believe whatever you want. You know, barring another whole host of injuries, that's the team that's coming out of the NFC. They're by far the most talented team in the NFC. Only the Eagles are close. And the Eagles, I mean, I don't even really know what the Eagles are doing. The Eagles are 3-0. They could be 0-3. I mean, they legitimately are a very fortunate team. By the way, we speak about bad beats. I don't know what the line in that Eagles Rams game was. But the Eagles, Ramona, the Rams are down a point, Ramona. I think it was down one. Yeah. Down one, and kicking a field goal to win. And again, I don't know what the line was, so I can't be certain it was a bad beat. I would assume that Philadelphia was like 6, and if that's so, that would definitely put this in the bad beats category. But regardless, the Rams were down one when they're kicking a field goal to win the game. It's blocked, and Better said to watch a fat guy carry the ball all the way for a touchdown. I mean, that would have made my head explode if I was in that situation. But and then the other thing is this. We have a new starting quarterback with the New York Giants. Jackson Dart is going to be your new starter. And listen, if people remember back at draft time, there were a lot of doubters about Jackson Dart. And look, we haven't seen him play yet. But I think he showed a lot in the preseason. And You know, remember, obviously, I like Jackson Dart. I said that he would be starting for the Giants by game eight. Well, we didn't have to wait to game eight, Ramona. It didn't take to game eight. It just took another miserable weekend of watching Russell Wilson play football. And here's what this dude did, Ramona. The New York Giants get down in the deep red zone. They're at the initially at the 5-yard line. I think they went up at the 10-yard line, whatever. They have four snaps, Ramona. Four snaps from inside the 10-yard line. Four snaps from inside the 10-yard line. I think this is the chronological order of these things. Okay. First down, Russell Wilson throws the ball 20 yards beyond the back of the end zone and never gives a receiver a chance to make a play. Okay, here's the thing. You can do that once down near the goal line. Once. You can do that one time. You can't do it any more than one time. You actually need those plays. You need those plays to score touchdowns. So Wilson airmails the throw, Ramona, throws it 20 yards or more beyond the back of the end zone. And I don't know if they called grounding on him on that first one. I don't know. They seem to move back 5 yards. I don't remember. I don't remember what happened there. The second down play, I think it was the second down play. He runs. He gains nothing. He runs. The third down play, Ramona, want to guess what Russell Wilson does?
What did he do?
He throws it again out of the back of the end zone. 20 yards out of the back of the end zone. No chance anyone can catch it. He's now burned a second down. Really, he's burned a third down. So now, Ramona, we're at fourth down. Fourth down. Fourth friggin' down. Okay? So now, any idiot knows that on fourth down, at the very least, you just have to throw the ball in the direction of one of your guys and give him a chance to make a play because you don't get any more downs. Four is actually the maximum. On fourth down, Ramona, you want to guess what Russell Wilson does?
What did he do?
He throws it 20 yards out of the back of the end zone.
Why did he do that again?
You'd have to ask him. Four plays from the deep red zone. Three of them he intentionally throws out of the back of the end zone, including the fourth down throw. Okay, see, I don't just want to bench you at that point. I want to cut you, cut your arm off. I want you gone. I want you absolutely gone. I have done this a long time. I have seen lots of things. I'm not sure I have ever seen that. I'm just not sure I've ever seen that. Like I said, I've seen lots of things, but I don't believe I've ever seen a player intentionally throw the ball out of bounds beyond the back of the end zone on three out of four downs from inside the 10-yard line, including the fourth down throw where he sails it beyond the back of the end zone. I mean, just inexplicable. And you know what? Giants fans were already booing him. His stats weren't awful, but Giants fans didn't want Russell Wilson. They've had enough. They want to move on from Russell Wilson. But when they had this sequence of downs and Wilson threw it out of play three times in four plays, including fourth down, the Giants fans were ready to riot. They were ready to bury Russell Wilson alongside Jimmy Hoffa.
That's not good.
No. No. So, not so surprisingly, that ramped up the schedule on Jackson Dart and sped up his arrival. So now Jackson Dart is going to be the new quarterback of the Giants. So we shall see how all that plays out. Don Peppers, I know I haven't gotten to your question yet about the starting lineup. I will, I promise. I have some things I got to take care of before we get out of here today. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. There is no place like Underdog. It's the ultimate place. There's just absolutely nothing like it. It enhances every sporting event. Football's back. Underdog is the best place to make your picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is so easy. You just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as $1. It is Underdog. And I just made a play on Underdog. That's a fact. During a commercial break, Ramona, that's all it takes. Where are we? Here's my live play. I took Jeremiah Love to go higher than 103.5 rushing yards in the game against Arkansas, and I took Talen Green, the Arkansas quarterback, to go higher than 51.5 rushing yards because I think it's almost impossible to hold him under that number. And I expect some points to be scored in that game. So I just made this play on Underdog, and there's no boost on this. This is just I made a $50 play that if it wins. What does it win? It wins $165. So a simple little Underdog play right there, and I absolutely love it. It makes everything a little bit spicier. It makes all the action a little bit better. You have to be in an Underdog. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE to score $50 in bonus funds. When you play your first $5, that's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets on underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Conservative play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Trust me, you will thank me later. It really does. You know, again, you know, if Rice is playing Western Kentucky, it doesn't sound really interesting, does it? But when you have a little Underdog action on it, it's much more interesting. It just is. It makes it all a little spicier, all a little bit better. You know, Ramon, I'm going to have to face the prospect of my Mets playing tonight without any Edwin Diaz. That worries me.
Should it? Yes.
It probably should. But I'm hoping that the Mets are going to be. I'm hoping that last night serves as the impetus to inspire them to a run down the stretch here and get in the playoffs. I just want to be in these playoffs because everybody sucks, so we would have a chance. Stay tuned. Overtime with Ashby is coming up next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles.